So, dear friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that when the chazaka is not effective to be machriya a mitzius that it didn't change, but rather just a paskin a din on the chaticha, then the din of smoch miyuta lechazaka is not relevant, because the rov tells you that the mitzius changed. The chazaka has to tell you that the mitzius didn't change. If the chazaka is just about the din not changing, when you have machzik and meisr l'isr, as we explained in the previous year, that cannot combat a rov. So l'chora, this yisod is talui in the understanding of the din of smoch miyuta l'chazaka, as we will b'siyata d'shmai explain, based on the Torah of Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal. L'chora, there is a machlokas between the Pnei Oshu and the Shev Shmaitza in explaining the Yisod HaDin of Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka. Tosas earlier on, Antes Amar Aleph, Dibar Maschil V'i, our Machadesh, that Dafka, where both Sfekos are Shakul, if you have two Sfekos, and each one's a 50-50 Sfek, then you have a Sfek Sfeka. But if one Sfek is not Shakul, it just has a Rov and a Miyut, you cannot be Mitzarif that to the second Sfek and make it a Sfek Sfeka. One Sfek is 50-50 Mutter, 50% Mutter, 50% Us, and the other Sfek is another, let's say, 20% mutter, 80% usher, so now you have a 70% chance, right? You have 50 of the first, it's already half and half. Or you need a little bit of heter for in the second, the suffix, and it should already be mutter. Says Tosis, is not true. It's only when both sfeikas are shkulin can you make a sfeik sfeika, but not if one suffix is not shakul, because in that suffix there's a rove, then it can't be considered a suffix to be mistarved to a sfeik sfeika. Pnei Yeshua writes that this is talui in the machlokas of Meir and Rabbanan b'din smoch miyuta lechazaka, that according to the Rabbanan, who hold that we don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka, we're not mitzarif the miyut together with the chazaka, so too we don't say smoch miyuta of this suffik to the 50-50 of the other suffik, just like we don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka, so too in sfeik sfeikas we don't say when there's a rov and a miyut that's going to be mitzarif to the 50-50 suffik. That's all the Pnei Yehoshua. But according to Reb Meir, excuse me, that's all Reb Yehoshua and Meshitas Rabbana. He connects the two. Sfeik Sfeika, where one Sfeik is in Shakul and Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka. But according to Reb Meir, that we say Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka, so too, we say Smoch Miyuta of this Sfeik to the 50-50 of the other Sfeik, and then you have a Rov. So according to Pnei Yehoshua, both the rabbis and Reb Meir connect the Shaila of whether you can be mitzarif a suffix shen or shakul to a suffix shakul to make a sfeik sfeika to the question of whether or not you say smoch miyuta lechazaka. According to the rabbis, that you don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka, so to you're also not samech this miyut suffix to the 50-50 suffix. According to Reb Meir, that we do say smoch miyuta lechazaka, so to we say smoch miyuta of this suffix to the 50-50 of the other suffix, and then you have a rov. So the Pnei Yehoshua connects the two. But the Shev Shmaitza is masig on the Pnei Yehoshua, and he says one machlokas has no shaykhis to the other machlokas. The suffix shen or shakul shayla is not shaykh at all to the smoch miyuta lechazaka shayla, because the reason the rabbis hold that we don't say smoch is because ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. And if so, even though the miyut is misayat to the lechazaka, nevertheless the rov is better than the miyut together with the chazaka. That's when it comes to smoch miyuta lechazaka. The rabbis don't hold of it because the rov beats the miyut and the chazaka. But the gabi sfeik sfeika, since one sfeik is shakul and it's 50-50, why can't the other sfeik, which isn't 50-50, be mitztarif? Right in the chinami, when you have a rov against the chazaka, so the rov beats the chazaka together with the miyut. But here, you have a sfeik sfeika. One sfeik is shakul, one sfeik is not shakul. So why can't you be mitzarif the two of them for sfeik sfeika? Because what does one have to do with the other? So what's pshat in the Pnei Yehoshua? So it would appear that the Pnei Yehoshua learns as follows, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan have machlokes in the Gemara Nida and Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The rabbis explain their reason for saying that we don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka is because miyuta kamanda leseidami, the miyut is as if it does not exist. And if you have a rov together with a chazaka, the rov wins. The miyut is kamanda lese. There's no miyut at all. And what are you left with? You're left with ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So That's the way the rabbis hold. And the explanation is that the rabbis learn that the din of Acharei Rabim Lahatos tells us that the Rov is mevarer the suffix and mesalek the suffix legamre. There's no suffix anymore. And that's what we say, miuta kamanda lese, that the miut is like it does not exist. And since the suffix is mistalek, there's no chazaka anymore. Because there's only a chazaka b'makom suffix, not b'makom shenis baris suffix. Because according to the rabbis, once you have a Rov, goodbye chazaka. There's nothing left to talk about. And that's the Yisod HaDin, Ruv HaChazaka Ruv HaAdif. The Rov is misalik the suffix, and there's no more room for a psak of chazaka. But Rav Meir holds, no, that miut kamandi isay, that there is a miut. The din Rov isn't misalik the suffix legamre, but rather the Rov is b'taras psak v'achra b'makom suffix. It's a psak. And since the suffix is still there, the psak of chazaka is still shaykh. So therefore he holds that smoch miyuta l'chazaka, and it's 50-50. Because you have both. You have the psak of the rov, and you have the psak of chazaka. And the rov is no better than the chazaka. And therefore it's 50-50. So really, according to the rabbis, the rov is misalik, the suffik legamre, and therefore the chazaka is outed. Goodbye chazaka. According to Rav Meir, the Rov is just a Rov. There's still a Miut. So that means the Rov doesn't have the power to completely wipe out any question, any suffix. And Mimela, what do you have left? You have the Chazaka against the Rov. And the Rov is no better than the Chazaka, and therefore it's considered 50-50. So he held Smoch Miut to the Chazaka, meaning that the Rov doesn't completely wipe out the Chazaka. There's still a Miut there. So it's still a suffix. Once there's still a suffix, now the chazak is still in play, and it can counter the rov. So therefore we say smoch mitu the chazak, and we make it a 50-50. So based on this, we can explain the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua is tola, the nidon of suffix, shein or shakul, if it's mitzdarv to a sveik sveika, to the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Rabbonim. That sveik sveika is when we have in front of us two sveikas, that each one independently has a chalos shem suffix. And in such an instance, there's a toras sveik sveika. But when that is when each of them has a chalos shem suffik. Aval kishe echad min hasfekos eino shakol v'yesh bo rov u'miut. But one of the sfekos is not an equal suffik, and there's a rov and a miut. So ladas rabbanim de Rebbe Meir that miut kamadalese, there's no shem suffik at all. According to the rabbis, if you have one suffik which is not shakol, that's not a suffik at all. It's completely mevara the suffix. It knocks it out, and there's no suffix at all, and therefore it's not mitzdarif to the other suffix. Mashenkin, according to Rav Meir, he holds that we do say smoch. That's because the rov is not mevara misalik the suffix legamre. Rov is a psak and haga b'makom suffix, but it's still a shame suffix. So since there's still a shame suffix, so even if you have a suffix she'eno shakul, it's still going to have a shame suffix. So that's all in the world of the Pnei Yehoshua. Now Baruch Hashem b'zochah to understand the Pnei Yehoshua. That he's connected to the two machlokos. That according to Pnei Yehoshua, the Rabbanan hold that the rov is misalik the suffix legamri, so memeila goodbye suffix, and therefore if you have a we don't say smoch miut lechazaka against the rov, because the rov is mevara the suffix legamri, there's nothing to talk about. There's no suffix at all, so there's no chazaka at all. Mashenkein, according to Rabbi, and therefore the same thing we say by sveik sveika. If you have one suffix which is in shakul, so then that's not considered a suffix b'chal. The rov completely wipes out the miut. Mashenkin, according to Rav Meir, he holds we say smoch, because he holds that the rov is not misalik the suffix gamer, because it's still a miut, it's still a suffix. And memela, you have now a chazaka against the rov. If you're talking about smoch miut l'chazaka, you have a chazaka against the rov, you can't be machriya, and you also have when you have a sveik sveik, and one suffix is in shakul, since according to Rav Meir, a rov is in misalik the suffix legamre, so then why can't you be mitzarif that to the sveik sveika? Let the suffix shem shakol be mitzarif to the sveik sveika, and by yeshkan tar sveik sveika. The sheikh Shmaitzi was masig on the Pnei Yehoshua al korchach, that he must be learning ledina that the smoch miut la chazaka is different. It's kepashtis halasha, and that according to Meir, you're mitzarif the miut with the chazaka, and it's megarei korch the rov. That it's not pshat, that's like the Pnei Yehoshua learned, that since it's only a rov, but there's still a miut, that means there's still a suffix, and now you're mamid the chazak against the suffix. No. He holds that it's two aspects. You have the miut, and together with the miut, you have a chazaka, and that's megarea koach harov. That weakens the rov. The miut together with the chazaka. And the rabbis held that the din of rov adif is afilu keneged miut v'chazaka, like the Sheif Shmaitzer says. So, according to a mayor, you have a rov, and rov doesn't beat a miut together with a chazaka. According to the rabbis, a rov does beat a miut and a chazaka. What does that have to do with the question of whether a suffix shen or shakos mitzdarif to his fakes faker or not mitzdarif to his fakes faker? Here we're just talking about whether the miut and the chazaka are migarei koach harov or not. But if you have a sfeik sfeik and one suffix is shakal, one suffix is not shakal, it's a completely different issue. So one has nothing to do with the other. So it could be that according to the rabbis very well that the din of rov is adif afilu keneged miut v'chazaka. In achinami, rov is better, rov is stronger. But if you have a suffix shen or shakal, so then that can be mitzdarif to a sfeik sfeik, ma'abaya. So based on this, we can say that, well, how do we learn in the Ma'arsha that of a chazaka is not machriya the mitzius, that it didn't change? It just paskins a din on the chaticha that it should remain as it is with the same din. There's no din of smoch. There's only a din of smoch when the chazaka says that things haven't changed, but not when the chazaka tells you that when there's only a din of smoch miut lechazaka when the chazaka tells you that the mitzius hasn't changed. Because the rov says the mitzius has changed, and the miut says, and the chazaka says the mitzius hasn't changed. It's one against the other. That's what we explain. But when it comes to the din, that we say the din hasn't changed, there you can't say smoch miut la chazaka. That was what we said in the Maharsha, and that's why he was mechalek between cheskas aim and cheskas abas, because cheskas aim that can go against the rov, because that's a chazaka that she hasn't changed. She's a cheskas kashrus, whereas the ubar only gets the mother's din. So there you can say smoch miut la chazaka, because that's the chazaka of din, not the chazaka of mitzias, as we explained in the previous shir. So whether that's true, that yisod that we said is really totally bebir yisod dina of smoch miut la chazaka, that according to the Sheif Shmaitzer, that you're mitzarif the miut with the chazaka to be megarei koach harov. So we can say, as we said, that only if the chazaka is helping the miut, is aiding the miut, that it's machriya klapei hamitzias, that the mitzias hasn't changed. Dumya the miut. What is the miut saying? The miut is saying that the mitzias hasn't changed. What is the Chazak is saying? That the Mitzias hasn't changed. So that can counter the rov that says the Mitzias has changed. Then we can be Mitzarif the Chazaka with the Miut. But if the Chazaka is only Bataras Psak, Shalina Chaticha, you can't, it's not Megarea Koach HaRov, because the rov is telling you that the Mitzias has changed. And the Chazaka isn't telling you otherwise. The Chazaka is just saying the Din is the same, not the Mitzias. So that type of Chazaka is not going to be Megarea Koach HaRov. So that's all in the world of the Sheif Shmaitza. But Ladarko Shel Apnei Yoshua be Yisod HaDin Shel Smoch. That according to Rav Meir, Rov is not Misalik the Suffolk, it's just Mitares Psak Van Haga B'makom Suffolk. And since there's still a Suffolk, that's what the Miut tells you. Miut tells you there's still a Suffolk. And the Mela, there's also Shaykh Psak of Chazaka. And Shuv, we say that the Psak of Rov is equal to the Psak of Chazaka. So in such a case, you can't be mechalek between the chazakas. According to the Pnei Yoshua, Reb Meir is learning that it's not that the chazak is megarea koach harov. It's the chazaka standing against the rov. On one hand, in one corner, you have the rov. In the other corner, you have the chazaka. It's not that it's megarea koach chazak. It's megarea koach the chazaka. So the Meir would have to be a cheskas mitzias, that the mitzias hasn't changed. But since it's not megarea koach harov, but rather, according to Reb Meir, as the Pnei Yoshua is learning, the pshat is that the rov, since there's a miut, the rov glides the suffix, and memela against the suffix, you also have a chazaka. So on one hand you have a chazaka, and on the other hand you have a rov. So why would you be mechalik between the chazakas? The purpose of the chazaka is not going to be migarea koch rov, to weaken the rov. Then you would need it to be the same type of chazaka. The rov is that the mitzias has changed, and the chazaka is that the mitzias hasn't changed. But according to a mayor, what does it matter what type of chazaka we're dealing with? We say that a chazaka is just as strong as a rov. As long as you tell me that the rov blibes a suffix, so then you have, but it's a psak, that because of the rov we pass in a certain way, so because of a chazaka we also go pass in a certain way, or so we can pass in the other way. What does it matter what type of chazaka it is? It's not countering the rov, it's not like weakening the rov, that you need the rov tells you the metzias did change and the chazaka doesn't see it didn't change, no. It's on equal footing. It's parallel. It's the opposite. It's telling you that the rov is a psak that we paskin A, and chazak is telling you that we paskin B. The miu tells you that the rov blibes the suffix. What are you doing the suffix? And when you have a suffix, you're going to follow the rov. Seder, but it's still a suffix. And the chazaka tells you to follow the chazaka. What does it matter what type of chazaka it is? Chazkas adin, chazkas metzias. Either way, it's on equal footing with the rov. It's not there to be megareh koch the rov. It's not to weaken the rov, to annoy the rov. It's there just opposite the rov. You're going to follow rov or follow chazaka. They're equal, 50-50, palga palga. Smoch mitzvah chazaka. What does it matter? You follow a chazaka and you can follow a rov. Rov isn't stronger than chazaka. Why? Because rov is still a suffix. According to Reb Meir, according to the rabbis in the Panei Yeshua's world, so then the rov removes the suffix. Maybe you can't come on to chazaka, but according to Reb Meir, it doesn't remove the suffix. So you can't come on to chazaka. What does it matter whether the chazaka is a metzias or a din? The chazaka comes and encounters the rov. Whereas according to the Sheif Shmaitza, the chazak has to be mitzdarif to the miut. What is the miut telling you? The miut is telling you that the mitzias has changed. Rov cases, I mean the mitzias hasn't changed. Rov cases it has, but the miut is telling you that the mitzias has not changed, and that's mitzdarif to the chazaka. So there it's going, just like the miut's against the rov, the chazaka is also against the rov. So there you would need a chazak of mitzias. There we can make the chilik of the we made in the Maharsha between mitzias and din. But not according to the Panei Yeshua, where the chazaka is not mitzdarif to the miut. The miut just tells you there's a safek, and memela you follow the rov, because that's what you do in case of sveikas. And the chazaka tells you, but you also follow the chazaka. Okay, with this, there's a very geshmaka hemshech that we brought the Kushis HaRishonim and Shitzur Rabbeinu Tam Oz Mele Rabbanu, we say Smoch Miyut Ola Chazaka Medin De Rabbanan, I feel the Didan we pass in that way Medin De Rabbanan. So they ask on him from Shechita that we're Samech and Rov Mitzui Yemetzel Shechita Mumchem Heim. Why is that? Why don't we say Medin De Rabbanan we should passel? Because Smoch Miyut Ola Dein Mumchem Lechazka Sisur Shela Behema. So the Ritva in Gimel Amid Beis and Chulin writes Yisod Godol on the Din of Smoch, that it's only if the miut is machriya le'iser, the din of smoch is shaykh. But in the case of shchita, the miut is machriya le'iser. Even if we say this shochet is men amiut she'ena mumchin, there's no achriyachi shochet shelo kedin. So by get, you can't be mitzari if the miut she'ena mikiyim l'shma to their cheskas being married. Because even if he's from the miut of ein bikiyim, who says that he wrote shelo l'shma? So b'chagavne that the miut isn't morally iser, it's just a sieve of the reis of a suffek. So the din of smoch isn't shaykh; it has to be morally iser. So this lechora is talu in the gather of din and the din of smoch. That only according to the Sheif Shmaitza that your mitzarif the chazak and the miut to be megareh koach harov. You can say this far of the Ritva that the miut is mitzarif with the chazaka only if the miut is machriya leiser, just as the chazaka is machriya leiser. They have to work in tandem. Shankane in the case of get and shchita, that the miut bat smuso isn't machriya leiser, so it's not mitzarif to the chazaka, and we don't say smoch. The miut has to be machriya leiser because it's joining together with the chazaka. Against the rov, but the dargo shel pnei Yoshua, that the gather is that even a mukum rov, it's still a suffix. And memela the chazaka stands against the rov, then there's no room for the chilik of the ritva. Because even in Shechit and Get, that the Miyut is not Mechuyah Le'Isser. Sof, the Rov is in Misalik the Suffolk. So this Suffolk also has Achuah Sachazaka. Can I get Achuah Shel Rov? So you have on one hand the Rov Mitzvah Eitzah Shechita Mumchim Heim. On the other hand, you have Smoch Miyuta She'ein Mumchim. So that Miyuta She'ein Mumchim tells us what? That there's still a suffix here. And since there's still a suffix here, now you have the Cheska Sisr Shel Abahema, which stands against the Rov Mitzvah Eitzah Shechita Mumchim. So what does it matter that the Miyut is not Machriya either way? All the Miyut has to do is help us remain in the realm of Suffolk. So it doesn't have to be Machriya L'Isser. It only has to be Machriya L'Isser if the Miyut is joining up with the Chazaka, which is Machriya L'Isser. Like the Sheikh Shmaitzer would learn, but the way the Pnei Yeshua would learn, all the Suffolk is doing is, or all the Miyut is doing is telling us that it still blibes the Suffolk, and if it blibes the Suffolk, then you have the Chazaka against the Rov. Doesn't matter what the Miyut is telling you. All the Miyut has to do is, it doesn't have to be Machriya L'Isser. It just has to tell you that we still begether Suffolk. Once we begether Suffolk, so then the Chazaka of Cheskas Isser of the Behema now can counter the Rov Mitzvah Eitzah Shechita Mumchim. It's only according to the Sheif Shmaitzah that the Miyut is mitzdarv to the Chazaka. So like the Chazaka says Isser, so to the Miyut has to say Isser. If the Miyut doesn't say Isser, because maybe the Miyut in Achinami, maybe the Miyut that aren't Mumchin Shechted, maybe they Shechted with Kashus. Maybe, the Miyut aren't Bekiyim L'Shema, but it's mitzdarv to the Rov. But it's mitzdarv to the Teretera Cheskas being married. It's maybe the Miyut aren't, according to the Sheikh Shmaitzer, according to the Ritva, maybe the Miyut aren't Bekiyim L'Shema, but that doesn't mean they didn't do it L'Shema. So the Miyut is Bechal, not Mechriya L'Isser. So Mela is not Mitzdarv to the Cheskas Isser. That's according to the Sheikh Shmaitzer, according to Pnei Yeshua, that the Miyut doesn't have to Mitzdarv to the Cheskas Isser. The Miyut just tells us it's still a Suffolk. And Mela, the Cheskas Isser stands against the Rov. So Rav Mitzvah Eitzah Shechita Mumchim says kosher, and Cheskas Isser says no. So then we have a kasha again on Rabbi Meir, how we can be somech on Rav Mitzvah Eitzah Shechita Mumchim if midrabanan we say smoch miyut el chazaka. Then we have a problem that the Pnei Yeshua is not like the Ritva. We don't want the Pnei Yeshua to go against the Ritva. So you can think of how to be miyashiv that, and yesh po hemshech. And I hope that we're zeichet to learn it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.